Blog Talk Radio.
Wow, look at that. They didn't even want to play our intro music for us. That's how long we have been gone, you guys.
I was waiting for the song.
I'm like, wow, where's the music? It's all good though, right? So
it's okay.
I can't do nothing but laugh. All the same, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Lit Ish Live, the show that's quick, fun, and unscripted. And Lit Ish Live has always been hosted by the talented ladies of the Literary Ladies of the ATL, including Miss Nika Michelle. Hey, Nika.
Hey, boo. Hi, ladies.
Hey, and KS Oliver. Hey, KS.
Hey, boo.
And, of course, Miss Kiara Petty. Hey, Key.
Hi, guys.
Hey, boo.
And, of course, myself, Miss Kenny York. So, today's show is a little different from how we typically do things around here. We're coming back just for a minute to say hi and catch you guys up on what we have going on and let you know the breaking news that's going on in the Literary Ladies of the ATL camp right about now. And before we actually get to the heart of what it is we wanted to talk about today, I want to just take a minute to catch up, girls. When I say take a minute to catch up, that doesn't mean that we're not caught up with each other. You guys just don't know what's going on. So we'll start with you, KS. Why don't you tell us what's been going on with you, current releases, upcoming releases, just whatever it is you want to share.
Oh, my gosh. I am now the CEO of Diamante Publications. I have a total of 7 authors underneath me. We have Lady Goon coming soon, Dope, The Rise of a Coke Queen coming soon, Karma Child with myself and one of my authors, Ms. Vet. And then, as you guys know, I got re-engaged to my husband. So we also have something coming soon, which I cannot release the title to because y'all know how busy this business is. But the cover will be dropping quite shortly on that.
Awesomeness. Kiara.
Congratulations.
Of course.
Wait, who?
Kiara, tell us what you got going on.
As far as books wise, I have Lady Bang 2 coming. Do you want me to do the spoiler alert already? Or
Nope. Stick to the business.
Okay. I got a web series, another web series, the first one. I forget that ever was talked about, but I have a new web series that's with 3 women gearing up to be released. We're shooting all fall, but it should be coming in the spring, and I'm working on a couple short films, and we'll keep that. That's it, all I can give because I'll spoil everything else.
Gotcha. And Miss Nika Michelle.
Okay, of course, I recently released the finale to the Live in the A series, Live in the A 4, that was released last month on the 27th. For that, Miss Tina.
Nika, we lost you.
Well, until Nika comes back, Kenny, why don't you tell us what you got going on? Kenyatta?
I'm not following it.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, I don't know
what
that was about.
I think everybody got blown off just now.
It's a little weird, but we're having some technical difficulties. That's what happens when you're off the air for so long.
Right,
stuff just
better.
Starts, you know, going less. But
only reason I know
as far as me, Nika and I recently released a collaboration entitled Let It Burn. So that was maybe about 2, maybe 3 weeks ago. Don't quote me.
the part three to Twisted Love up under G Street, my series should be out very, very soon. So if you haven't gotten caught up with Twisted Love 1 and 2, I'm going to suggest that you do that now. And I've also started a new business entitled Till Stilettos, which is a shoe line, and it's in association with my charity work with sexual assault awareness. So that's enough about me, just to kind of let you guys know what the literary ladies of the ATL are up to, because we're never not doing something. And even though we may not be talking about us all the time collectively as a group, we're always doing something. Something's always popping. And believe it or not, we are almost always together doing something, because we're a family, and that's what families do. So y'all don't care about that, really. You really want to know what's going on, right? You really, really, really want to know the real. So we're going to go ahead and turn it over to Kiara, because in all honesty, this is about Key. So, Kiara, what the hell is it that you're doing rocking the literary ladies of ATL? Fiery minds want to know.
Okay. Well, let me make the disclaimer that if you guys don't know who Kiara is, I'm the quiet one. I'm the baby. I'm Quiet Riot. I was the last one brought in. And I am the first one to dip. Sorry, guys, but I am a Cali import, and them was my first love. Well, no, I won't say my first love. They both came together. But I am actually moving back to California to pursue my film career and my writing career, waiting to hear back from Disney and Warner Brothers. So
aww.
I'm just trying to get in there and make something happen, make something shake real quick. So I'm going back where I was born and raised, and I'm about to hit the ground running. So
that
is
awesome.
I'm really, you know, working towards, people don't know, but a lot of the shows that I'm dealing with or working with, I write those, you know what I mean? And I'm known for my writing skills in all platforms, so I really want to get into writing for television, and that's why I am shaking. But, I mean, that doesn't necessarily mean I will not be back, because I will have to come back to shoot this web series and other short films I'm working on. But, yeah, that's the big change. I'm out of here.
Well, I, for one, want to say, this is Kenny, I, for one, want to say that I commend you for having the guts to pursue your passion, because, you know, sometimes people get complacent and they don't want to venture out, you know, step out on faith and try something new. But you're doing the damn thing, and I'm so proud of you. I'm very honored to say that I know you, and I can't wait for you to start blowing up and for your star to start shining even brighter than it already is. So I want to wish you good luck, babe, and I love you, and I'm so proud of you.
I love you too.
Teardrop.
Don't you start. I don't have time for that today. I'm thinking until I'm gone.
Oh, Lord. There she go, y'all. She thinking. Because why? Because cripping ain't easy.
I haven't said that in a long time, so stop me out.
So, is there anything, I mean, aside from the obvious, aside from us, anything that you're going to miss tremendously about being here in Atlanta?
I don't know. I mean, yes, it's totally different. I got to choose my words wisely, because I don't want to hurt nobody. But I'm just ready to kind of just get back to the sunshine and the beaches for a second. You know, I'll never step away from my Atlanta experience. But aside from my literary sisters and my boo thing and my god baby that's coming, I'm just ready to go. I'm ready to go. I got love
wrong with that,
but it's loved ones that, you know, it doesn't really matter where they are, because they can come to me. I can come to them. Like, just state lines doesn't mean anything in regards to the ones that I love. So it's not like a miss thing, because I can get to y'all.
What's been, like, your most exciting moment about being in Atlanta? I know you've gotten into some different things. You started off as our camera woman, and then you ended up a literary lady, and we just don't need a camera woman, because anywhere we go, it's the movie. So I'm just wondering, what's been your... I'm lying. We have some interesting times when we get together. It gets real.
My
everybody's husband now.
So much. Being around y'all so much. I talk more. I've never talked much on a show ever. I mean, I've just done so much, and because of y'all.
Oh.
Ebony having me do don't do that all stuff, man. But yeah, it's been.
Wait, what did I do? She said Ebony something. I didn't do nothing.
Well, I mean, okay, just y'all believed in me in writing. Y'all believed in me in my film. Ebony told me to go out for an internship that didn't necessarily end well because my experience, I was disappointed. But I got an experience that a lot of people can't say that they did. A lot of people can't say that they worked for this particular person that I won't say. But I'm talking mess to them when I make it. But I've experienced so much. I've done so much. I've moved so fast with y'all. Like, who can say it? A year and a half ago, I would have four, almost five books out. Like, that is amazing to me.
Aww.
And I know people are like, two books out every 2-3 months, but, yeah.
I'm going to tell y'all my favorite moment is when we went to Memphis, and y'all two nuts, Kenyatta and Nika, decided to go downstairs, Delaware, and in the hotel, and me and Kiara was in the bed, knocked out. I'm talking about we were sleeping good.
Me and Kitty was out, looking at the scene, observing the scene, what was going on, and seeing everything.
Yeah, but we were people watching.
We didn't see nothing. We didn't see
nothing. But that's what I'm saying. What did y'all see?
We didn't see nothing. We didn't see nothing. You know,
we saw empty ass
in
lobby.
What happened in Memphis stays in Memphis?
Right. It's some of the fact that I poked my eye.
And you dropped your burger. She dropped her burger on the floor. She was really hungry.
And I was hungry.
We had
a bottle of wine in the lobby, and a strange man came up with a glass asking for some, and my french fries that I had got from right McDonald's.
That's
so we saw
fries.
A few things.
Like, what?
We saw a few
but
things.
But, yes.
I have a question for Kiara.
Okay.
Well, first of all, let me say this. Congratulations on what you have accomplished as an author. You don't have to put out a book every month, every 3 months. You put out quality when you do put out your work, so congratulations on that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And not only that, but like Kenny said before, you are brave to be making this move, and we are proud of you because California is the place to be because you want to do film. So my question is, what is your next step when you do get to California? What is step number one when you get there?
Step number one is surrounding myself with like-minded people because you can't do it by yourself.
Right.
And you guys proved that to me. I have cousins there. I have a cousin there that's actually doing with film. I have a few friends that actually went to school with me here and took the leap. And I also have mentors to call on, but I'm really going to go out there. I've built up content. People don't know. I haven't been on Facebook a lot because I stepped away from the corporate world and really was just working on me and my craft. So I have content that I'm ready to, you know, put out there. I'm going to have to face my fears and pitch stuff and network. I'm just going to have to hit the ground running. I located one of my mentors when I was younger. She used to work for NBC Universal, and she's in a group called Women in Film in L.A. They have it in Atlanta, of course, but I'm, you know, pretty much just about to jump into any and everything, like sacrifice
but you're
sleep
ready.
For a minute. I'm ready. Like, I have a lot of plans, but I don't want to, you know, jinx myself. It's just all about positive thinking and manifesting and getting it all together. But everything is going to work out. I feel it. I have no worries.
Mm-hmm.
No worries.
We feel it for you. I definitely feel positivity and blessings on your journey. And like I said on your page, I'm excited to see what you're going to do. And then I'm going to be like, okay, Kiara, okay, so what's up? Every Little Red Lady, we all need a movie. We all need one of our titles turned into a movie. So you
get
the
that's nothing. Teddy Thought Productions would love to get those
right.
We need to have retreats. I'm sorry. I'm adamant about that.
Some
out the country stuff. Let me just make a disclaimer. My mother has said that the world's about to end, so everybody needs their passports to get out of the country.
Right. Oh, my God. Let's go. I'm with it. Let's go to an island somewhere.
I have a passport, as y'all know. I'm internationally known in this thing. I'm ready to go at any time.
Oh, we know you're ready. I'm the one slacking.
I
need to get my passport. I got to the Bahamas sneakily without a passport.
Ooh, we're going to report you. We're going to report her.
Me, too. When I went, I didn't have a passport either.
Oh, man.
We
report
y'all.
No, right on through jail. Okay, so I want to take a moment to go ahead and shout out our call-in number in case anybody wants to call in and wish Kiara best of luck on her new endeavors. You can call us, or excuse me, you can call Kiara at 646-668-8971. The number again is 646-668-8971. Call in and give her some words of encouragement as she moves along to the next part of her journey. And if you don't feel comfortable being on the air, you can inbox either one of the literary ladies during the course of this broadcast, of course, with your questions, concerns, comments, whatever, and we'll get your statement on air. Okay, just have to do that a little bit of
I have a disclaimer. Mr. Abbey said that since we didn't invite him on this call, he feels like he is a part of the literary family, being that he's married to all of us. He said he done sat through all the women talk. He done sat mm-hmm. through everything. He said yes. He's keeping everybody's mm-hmm. secret, so that makes him a part of the group.
He is absolutely right. Ask him why. Tell him to take it upon himself to pick up his cell phone and dial the number. Mm-hmm. And he will be on the air.
No. He better stay his butt on that football field with my baby and make sure nobody hurt him.
Okay. Understandable.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I ain't about that life.
Stay where you at, B. We love you, girl.
Right.
She said stay where you at.
He did.
Okay.
I have an inbox secret.
I have an inbox question. I guess people took that to heart when I said, if you don't want to be on air, just inbox us. I have an inbox question, and I think this kind of mirrors what other people are probably thinking anyway, but the question is, what did they say? Since she's moving, okay, learn how to spell people. Since she's moving to Cali, is she still going to be a literary lady of the ATL?
She will always be a literary lady of the ATL.
Because I left, if everybody does not remember, I went to North Carolina and I was still a literary lady. Sorry, that's a tongue twister.
And came
y'all,
back.
Of ATU. And I came back. And Kiara will be back and forth.
Yay.
She's going to come back. Atlanta's her second home. So,
she'll be
back.
And will always be. And
but
I there's no way I could
prosper
in this industry without coming back and forth. It's a big hub here, and it's a big hub in California. But I just feel like 25, I don't want to wait here
for something
to happen when I can go there and see what's going to shake. You know, and just, I got to be proactive. I can't wait.
And that gives us somewhere to visit. We get to go to Cali now. Whatever, y'all. We get to
go. I have an inbox question.
Okay.
That's not really a question. It's more of a statement. How do you guys feel about the fact that everybody thought that the literary ladies was just for show? Now we all know that that's not the truth, and that you guys actually get along and spend time together outside of the literary world.
Wow.
That is true. People did think that it was just, you know, an internet thing. We didn't really like each other. At some point, we were all going to fall out. The wheels were going to fall off. And, we knew that wasn't the truth.
A lot of women aren't blessed to get a group of friends later on in life and keep them. So, we're that accepted. We got that blessing, so.
And we do fight all the time. We don't always agree. That's a natural part of being friends.
You know, we're not going to always agree, but we know how to agree to disagree and come back and still be women. And I think that's the key.
And we also respect each other's opinions. Like, when we bring them to each other, we know that it's not going to be the, oh, honey, so-and-so said that to you, I can't believe it. Because I'll be like, no, bitch, you were wrong. And, I mean, that's the part of having real friends. We're honest with each other.
Right.
Y'all want somebody that's just going to pacify your feelings all the time.
Exactly. That's not a real friend. That's somebody who wants you to go out there and be a fool. That's not a real friend.
We don't need no yes men or women.
We're not calling out a real family, because that's what we are. We're not just, I mean, I hear you guys, we're friends, that's great, that's beautiful, but we're not just a group of friends, and we're not just a professional, I guess, organization or group of literary professionals. We're an actual family.
I just want y'all to know, it just started raining outside, and I'm melting,
You better run for shelter.
Come on,
all right, we have a caller.
Get a little rain, sugar.
I want to... I'm going to take our caller. Someone has something they want to say to Kiara. I'm assuming this is for Kiara. So, caller, last four digits, 3593. You're on. It's live.
You had the announcement on my number. Really? Kiara? Anyway,
I
thought I was saying, hey, everybody, it's Sunny.
Hi.
And,
we know who you are.
She was being very mean to me in the inbox because I'm saying all this sweet stuff about Kiara. She's like, nope, I'm not going to say it. Call in. Press one. So,
wait, no, you said something to me?
Yes, I sent Kenny a message, and she's like, nope, call in. Press one. So... my fondest memory of you, Kiara, was meeting you in person, and you had, like, this big, vibrant smile on, and I just felt so warm, like, oh, my God, I know her. And it was also me not being the only tall person in the room, which was a very big plus for me.
Indeed, I'm always a skyscraper.
But my message to Kenny, it said, tell Kiara congratulations and that her talent is raw and it'll take her very far. And that I have faith that her move will be well worth it. So, congratulations, Kiara.
I appreciate that. Thank you. And much success to you, too.
I'm sorry. Is that
awesome.
I said much success to you, too.
Thank you, Kiara. Thank you all.
That's so
literary
sweet.
Lady.
Thank you for calling, Sunny. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. If anyone else that's on the line, because we have quite a few callers right now. So if anyone else is interested in, I think I pressed the wrong button. If anyone else is interested in calling in to wish Kiara great success in her new ventures, please call us at 646-668-8971. We have a few more minutes left in the broadcast, and we would love to hear from you.
I have an inbox question. They're going in with these inbox questions. Will y'all call in and speak? But I understand people are shy. But I do have an inbox
put
question.
That out there.
Right. I have one for Kiara. You have a message from a reader who says you are a great author, and they are excited to see where you go with the STEM, and they also have a question. And the question is, when it comes to STEM, are you going to concentrate on a certain genre, or will you be branching out beyond urban literature and doing other things?
Definitely. I grew up reading everything. I'm one of those people that there's no genre with the stories that I tell. Of course, I had to mold stuff particular to my publisher, but I just have stories to tell, and they can hit anybody at any time. And no, I won't just stick to urban. I have some Stephen King stuff in me. I have all kinds of suspense and psychological thrillers, and I'm ready. I'm just, they can't typecast me for nothing. I'm definitely going to hit you guys with all kinds of, like, wait, she did that too? How'd she get from there?
Hey.
Versatile.
Amazing. We're looking forward to that because I love horror movies and psychological thrillers, so I am
the
excited.
The next caller that presses one will get a free book from one of the girls.
Let's see how bold y'all are. Let's give away something. We will give away your book of choice by any of these four authors on the phone, whatever book you choose.
Four?
No,
I'm joking.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's four of us. Free book.
So
free
you
book,
guys heard book. That for those of you who are on the line, because we have quite a few callers. So for those brave souls who are interested. Who are interested in getting the free book. Oh, my God. Have you intimidated people, Kiara? Is that what this is? Oh, my God. Quiet writing. So quiet.
Thanks.
They're not used to Kiara talking. She has never
talked. They're like, oh, my God, she's talking.
She's come out of her proverbial shell that does not exist anymore. Just like that proverbial box that she will not be in when she do STEM. There will not be a box. My friend will be doing all types of STEM. Oh, and that person who sent that question said, she listened to your answer, and she said, great, that's what she was hoping, because she would like to see more of us black people branch out into, you know, other genres. And also mentioned that there was a black woman who wrote The Matrix as well as The Terminator. So we can do anything.
I heard that. I definitely did. Definitely.
Absolutely. That's awesome. Right. And they were blockbusters, made a lot of money. But they were stolen from her, though. Those stories were stolen from her. For years, she went through court battles to get whatever she got. It was a lot of millions. that she deserves and that she finally got her payout. So that's another thing, too. Make sure you be careful out there. You know, it's a doggy world.
I've been burnt a couple times. We know that already.
We already know that.
Yes, we
the literary industry is a beast. So we know that film industry is really a beast.
Music, too.
Right.
I've been confident on that plane, too. So.
And you know what? Let me say this. I'm real petty about my friends. For all of y'all people that like two of us and not all four of us, or you like three of us and not the other one, do not invite me to something that you don't invite the rest of them to, because I'm not coming.
We
I will not show up. I will not answer you. I'm real petty about my friends.
No,
don't
shame,
be funny and invite three and not one, because your ass will be sitting there by yourself because I'm not coming.
I mean, who doesn't want to invite Kiara, though? What did I do?
Right.
I'm just saying.
honestly, what did any of us do? Because none of us bother anybody. All of us stay in our lane.
Say that.
Supposed to do.
I'm
going to
take a sip
anybody.
Of my drink off that one.
take your sip.
That's
boo.
So disgusting.
Let the choir say amen.
Because let me say this real quick, and I'm going to keep it real short because I know we're running out of time. But, you know, piggybacking off what you just said about how can you not like one and you don't like all four, we all have different personalities, true. But we're all good people, and we all look out for each other. And none of us do that drama, stupid Facebook beef, calling out people, but we will stand our ground. Do not come for us because we will bring it.
No, and don't even come for one
because
you'll find out we were all as a fool. Everybody was a complete fool.
Right.
So making an enemy with one is a bad thing.
Oh, Lord.
Because y'all already know about their life.
Oh, my God. It's an upward in the palace.
It ain't no upward. We just be trying to let folks know so they don't seem surprised when we react. Don't be surprised when I'm in your inbox about my friends, because I'll be there.
This is
a
reason.
I told
we
you.
We have had stuff happen.
And that's what I mean when I say that we're a family. Your family will go to bat for you, and that is exactly what we do. Now, I will say this. If some shit goes down, yes, that shit. If some shit goes down and Ebony puts her sneakers on and Nika puts her hair in a ponytail and Kiara pulls out a business so everybody can jump in, I'm going to make sure that they asses have good representation.
Okay.
Oh, wait.
We have to have one outside of the jail so she can make those calls.
I'll hold it down.
We need a getaway driver, too. I can
good.
Do that. My Jeep is running.
That's why I said you was going to pull out Victor. I had it laid out. Okay, we got about 2 minutes left, guys. I want to go ahead and give Kiara the floor in these last 2 minutes and let her say her closing remarks.
Okay, well, I just wanted to say thank you to you guys again, my big sisters. I have learned so much from y'all. I have grown up so much around y'all.
You bet.
Learned about love, life, and relationships, and books, and drama, and who not, just being careful. I just love y'all for that. I want to thank all the readers who gave me a chance. I was a newcomer, no name. Y'all didn't know what the hell I was going to write. Y'all might not have liked it, but y'all tried it. I appreciate the ones who kept reading. I appreciate the ones who check on me, the ones who be like, ma'am, you take it too long. I just appreciate everybody. And all the well wishes, I appreciate that too. Don't send no bad vibes my way. Don't wish nothing bad on me. I appreciate everybody who with positivity. And I wish everybody else success and love. And I can't wait to see what I do. And I'm going to share it with y'all and my sisters. And it's going to be great. And I'm excited.
Yay.
Let me say this real quick before we get off. It's a lot of people that can't get in, and they are pissed off, okay, because I have 7 inbox messages. We are sorry. Y'all know the literary lady shuts it down all the time. You have got to call in when we go on air. We love
right.
you.
And I'll say this. A lot of people have been asking if the literary ladies of the ATL are going to actually come back with Lit Is Live, but you're just going to have to sit and wait for us to make that announcement on whether or not that is going to happen. But in the meantime, we appreciate you guys listening in to the reunion show so you can see that this family really is tight-knit and so that we can wish Kiara great success in all that she aspires to do. We love you, Kiara. That's not going to ever change, no matter what your area code is.
Right.
All right.
But
check
I think
back
we just
all
went on a trip to Cali.
Yes,
hey.
Ma'am.
Hey.
Yeah, we're going to work on that. We're going to work on that. Okay. Thank you guys for listening. You want to keep up with the Literary Ladies of the ATL, you can always find us on Facebook. Our page is simply Literary Ladies of the ATL, and our website is www.literaryladiesoftheatl.com. Thanks for listening, and stand by. We'll let you know what goes down.